Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is Passover night, the night before the day the children of Israel walked through blood-stained doorways into freedom and life as God's people. This is the Paschal night, the night of the remembrance meal, the hard unleavened bread, the bitter herbs, the lamb roasted to dry toughness, the lamb's blood painted on the doorposts. It is the night of judgment and death as God seeks out the blood. Under the blood of the lamb, you are safe. Death passes over. Without the blood, you're dead. It is neither safe nor salutary to deal with God apart from the blood of the Lamb. This is a night of remembrance. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. Exodus 12. In this meal, you remembered the Lord and his saving work, and the Lord remembered you, his Israel. You ate in solidarity with Israel, past and present. You remembered who you were and who God is. And in remembering, your identity was carved as you ate and drank in solidarity with your fellow Israelites. It was a holy communion of a holy community. Jesus reclines at the head of a table with his disciples, his 12, his Israel. It is the Lord's Passover. At this table, Jesus gives to his disciples in two ways. First, an example of humble service. He washes their feet. Yuck. The Lord and Creator of all bends down to do the work of the lowest rung of a servant. The master becomes the slave. He came not to be served, but to serve, and to lay down his life as a ransom for many. Peter, of course, refuses. "You shall never wash my feet," he says. Pride gets in the way of Peter being served by the master. It gets in the way of our being served too. Too proud, that old Adam in all of us. We do not like being given to. We do not like losing control. We don't like being dependent. We hate that. At least the old self-centered sinner does. A doctor makes a terrible patient. A pastor has a hard time hearing the word. We are reluctant receivers. But Jesus, ever patient, ever lowly, gently persists in his giving. "If I do not wash you, you will have no share in me." Peter must learn the way of receiving, the way of faith, the way of baptism. Before you can give of yourself in service, you must receive first the Lord's service. He must wash you before you can wash others. And in washing the disciples' feet, Jesus gives them a pattern for service, that you also should do as I have done to you. This is what it means to live under him in his kingdom and to serve him. The king bows before his subjects and washes their feet. So also you with your fellow servants. A servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. So what would Jesus do? He would wash feet. But Jesus gives in another way too. Not the way of example, but the way of sacrifice. He takes the bread of the Passover meal, the hard, unleavened bread of affliction that the Israelites ate on the fateful night of freedom. He gives thanks and breaks it into pieces and hands a piece to each of his disciples. The morsel grants them admittance, acceptance. This is my body, which is given for you. His words tell what we could not know for ourselves by the science of our reason and senses. The bread is Jesus' sacrificial body. What would later that day be given over to death on the cross. Here, bread finds its highest and holiest utility in divine service to deliver Jesus' body to our bodies. The bread of life, living bread come down from heaven as manna to feed his people. He takes the cup of wine after supper. He lifts it, gives thanks, and gives each of his disciples to drink. This is the new covenant, the new testament in my blood. The blood of the new covenant is given to drink as wine. And here wine finds its ultimate purpose, delivering Jesus' blood to the disciples' lips, bringing those who drink of his cup in a blood covenant. Blood is life. The life of the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus says. This blood of the new covenant is the blood that was poured out for you in your place for the forgiveness of your sins. Where the blood of the Lamb flows, death passes o'er. This is the food of immortality. Eating and drinking of this, we live forever. And this is also the food of remembrance. Remember that line, do this in remembrance of me. The text, the Greek text, should also be translated, do this for my remembrance. So which is it? Do this so that you will remember me, or do this so that I will remember you? Maybe it's both. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. To eat the body of Christ and to drink his blood calls to mind all that he is and all that he has done for you. His incarnation, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension. This is how Jesus wants to be remembered, by receiving the fruit of his cross as our food and drink. And yet, this is also how he remembers us. We are one body and one blood together with him, and he will not deny his body and blood. This food of remembrance marks us, just as baptism marks us. We are redeemed by Christ the crucified. We carry these tokens with us as a remembrance of who we are and who God is for us. We take Jesus' body and blood into our lives and into our death, and he remembers us. Remembered, forgiven, and raised. Washing Jesus' feet. Washing feet was Jesus' example, something the disciples could do for one another. But giving us his body and his blood to drink, well, that was something only he could do for them. He unites them with him in his death and life. He the vine, they the branches. His body and blood, his death and life flowing into them, making them fruitful foot washers. Apart from him, they can do nothing. Neither can you, neither can I. He gives his all to you to save all of you. Nothing stands outside his forgiveness. Nothing can separate you from this complete self-giving, self-sacrificing love. No greater love is there than this servant love that he lays down for another. In his supper, at his table, he lays before you the gift of his cross and says, "Here it is. Do this in remembrance of me." From this food and drink, you arise, refreshed, renewed, restored in faith in him and fervent love toward one another. Faith trusts in Christ alone. Love bends down in service to the neighbor, both friend and stranger. Faith receives Jesus' service. Love seeks to serve him in the least, the lost, the lowly of this world. Faith receives the washing of sin. Love washes the feet of a fellow sinner. Faith remembers his love. Love remembers his servant, his service. Let us pray. For your becoming the servant of all, for your washing the disciples' feet, for the gift of your body and blood, for our remembrance of you and your remembrance of us, we give you thanks and praise, most holy Jesus. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.